Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. My name is Kyron Wheatley, and this is the podcast where we do the quiz from the weekend paper. My guest today, all the way from Venus Bay, it's a big hello to host of Breakfasters, Geraldine Hickey.
Yes.
Hey, Jez, how are you?
South Gippsland represent.
Yeah, how's South Gippsland going?
It's beautiful. There's a bit of rain today, and it's been lovely. Just nice to get out to some greenery, and I went looking for whales yesterday, but had no luck.
Did you check the ocean?
Yep, I checked. I started in the bay, mm-hmm. and I thought that's not going to be good. I drove down to Phillip Island, and then checked in the bay first. No
is that
good.
A penguin? Is that famous for penguins?
Yeah, but there's also it's on the path for the whales, humpbacks, and the other ones,
is it Gigolo, the white whale?
Moby Dick.
Migolo?
Oh.
Migaloo.
Oh, okay. Haven't had any luck yet. I think I just need a boat.
Are you a fan of quizzes? Do you do the weekend quiz?
I've done quizzes before in my time. Love mm-hmm. it. Not very good at them, but I like having a crack.
Well, to help you, to assist, to maybe make you better, we have a Brains Trust to help you out today. Would you like to meet them?
Yes, please.
Well, first on the Brains Trust is a little boy by the name of Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello. Nobody calls me Jonathan anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you go by?
They call me the boy on the stairs. Well, sometimes they call me the little chatty boy. Because I'm a very talkative ghost. Because I never had any chums.
Oh.
I was always quite poorly.
You're a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
Oh, welcome.
Yes.
Do you communicate with the living often? Is this a new...
No, I don't get invited to very much. I'm always, if I see another little boy, I will always see if I can ask him to play. But so that I don't scare him, I talk very quietly and slowly. And I just say, would you like to play? And they never do want to play with me.
I don't know why.
Anyway, I'm terribly lonely and I'm so happy to have some people to talk to.
Do you, is stairs the thing you haunt or do you?
Yes, they haunt these stairs, these ones behind us.
Because we're recording today at Comedy Republic, the new comedy theatre in Melbourne.
Yes, my very rich father used to live in this mansion, but it's not a mansion anymore.
The Melbourne
anymore.
Credit Union.
Yes.
Was he a banker, was he?
Yes, and we lived in the three floors above the bank.
Yeah,
they're not here anymore, so I floated one floor down and I just haunt the stairs. And I'm always looking for a little boy to be my chum. But there are very few little boys that come into this building now.
Yeah.
I'm so lonely. And when
What's
I do
wrong
see
with
people,
little girls?
Oh, I knew a little girl once.
What happened?
Her name was Lucy. Sometimes that's what I cry out in the night. Lucy! Lucy! I've never met another little girl that I loved so much as Lucy.
Well, obviously, you've got a lot of knowledge around Lucy. So if any questions about Lucy come up in the quiz.
Oh, yes. And I know about conkers.
Conkers.
And trains.
Mm-hmm.
And Victorian nursery rhymes. And all the different types of apples in my father's country property.
Fantastic. Well, that's...
If that's any help to you.
I mean, Jez, I don't know if you had any knowledge of conkers, trains, Victorian nursery rhymes or apples, but that's covered for you now. That's great.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Well, we have one other Brains Trust member for you. He worked on the wigs on the movie The Hours. And I'm not sure about the rest of the CV, but it's hello to Peter Owen.
Hello, Peter Owen here. Wigs on The Hours. Geraldine, the answer to your question, where is Wales? It's in the UK.
That's
a quick joke. That's what my Toastmaster always said, to start with a quick joke and then you get them up top. But yes, I've never
done Toastmaster. I imagine the people who go along to those sort of CEOs.
Yes, yes. You know, it's just as good about the networking as it is.
Like the best in their industry really sort of go to those sorts of things, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And is that in wigs, would you say that you're the best in the industry?
Well, you know, I think that I am, you know. I only come out to play when the weather is right. And the weather hasn't been right since The Hours, and it hasn't been right before The Hours.
Oh, The Hours is the only movie you've worked on?
At the moment, yes, but I'm always working on my wigs.
Do you remember the wigs in The Hours, Jez?
I haven't seen it. Sorry.
Oh, you simply
but
must
I do
see
have
it,
a question. Do you provide the hair for the wigs, or where do you get the hair from?
Some of the hair is mine, I confess, although it is a little bit it's frowned upon, would you say,
to use your own hair.
For a wig maker to use their own hair on the wigs. But I snuck some in. Just because, you know, when you're doing the wigs for The Hours, like I was, you want to put a little bit of yourself in there. And, you know, that's me. You know, when I'm watching The Hours, I go, that's me on Nicole Kidman's head.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow.
So Nicole Kidman is like an actor, Jonathan, who, would you want to go by Jonathan or Boy on the Stairs? Which do you prefer?
Oh, please call me Jonathan.
Okay, Jonathan.
I haven't been called Jonathan in such a long time.
Yes.
My friend Lucy had a doll with real hair in it. She got it from her nanny. She said, I love my nanny's hair. Please, can I have that hair on my dolly?
And nanny obliged?
Yes, she had to wear a bonnet for many years.
Wow. What a fabulous story.
Yeah. Dad sounds wonderful.
And just to come back,
you facilitated that.
To the rest of the answer to the question that you asked about the wigs, the rest are from poor people.
Like Lucy's nanny?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you go to pub trivia at all, Peter?
Do
you like quizzes?
I dabble, you know, once or twice. You know, pub quizzes are interesting because... It's a strange thing that you would wish to go to a pub and do a test. You know, that's usually not what you go for pubs to do, but it's these coming together of things that make it quite enjoyable from time to time. But I do love the paper quiz. The quiz is in the paper.
That's what we have today. We've got 10 questions. Are you confident with your brains, Trust, Geraldine?
Yeah, well, if there's questions about hair... or apple orchards and things, then I think I'm really well covered.
I don't really do hair, but I do wigs.
My favourite apple is the Pippin.
Great. All right, well, I've just done a quick scan and Pippin hasn't come up, but we'll see if it does across the 10 questions. Here we go. Question number one. Which David Bowie song features the line, "Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare"? Jonathan, you like Victorian nursery rhymes, so you're into music?
I love music. Is that's a song, is it?
Yeah.
Now I feel like that would be a lovely thing to whisper into another child's ear to make them want to be my chum. You know, if I met a little boy on the stairs, I could go, "Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare." And I'm sure they would want to play then.
That's actually a pretty good impression of the David Bowie song.
Oh.
Yeah, are you sure you've never heard it?
I've never... No.
Well, maybe you have. Maybe it was playing and you just sort of took it in via osmosis.
Perhaps they played it at the bank sometimes and I didn't notice.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Bankers love a bit of D. Bowie.
Yeah, what year did you die, actually, Jonathan?
I died in 1907.
1907.
Fabulous year. You know, The Hours was set in a different time, but still a period piece, which I enjoyed. Yes.
Geraldine, are you a Bowie fan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it gives me... street credit, then yeah. Oh, I love Bowie. I love him so much.
I mean, this feels as an early question. It feels like perhaps we could like lock in a point pretty early on here. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare.
I do know the answer to this, Geraldine. If you
sorry, Peter,
like...
just talking to Geraldine at the moment.
Sorry,
it's that Mars song. So I would, Mr. Owen.
Yes.
What do you think the answer is?
Can I answer?
Oh, sorry, yeah, you can now.
Okay, fabulous. You know, you remind me of a young Stephen Daldry, who is the director of The Hours, which I did the wigs on. Oh. Fabulous man, but very direct, very assertive. Now, I believe it isn't the Mars one, but in fact another space-related David Bowie song called A Space Oddity.
Space Oddity, what? You reckon, or Life on Mars? Which one would you like to lock in?
The Space Oddity.
Space Oddity. Okay. Question number two. What is another name for the clavicle?
I know this. The answer to this because I, as a very poorly and clumsy child, I broke my clavicle not once but thrice.
Wow!
I fell from one of my dad's apple trees in the orchard, and do you know you've only really got two clavicles, and yet I ended up with three breaks, and the doctors did say that was extraordinary.
Wow!
Fabulous.
Is that also why, like, have you done it on the stairs? Like, have you, you know, fallen down the stairs and broken your clavicle?
No, the stairs is where I died, Geraldine.
From a broken clavicle into your chest or?
No, I broke my neck.
That's
why my head's on backwards.
Oh, that explains a lot.
I thought something was a fault.
I had a question there.
I thought you were just wearing a t-shirt.
I didn't want to mention it.
I'll be honest, it's close to the clavicle. The neck is very close to the clavicle. Isn't it called the neck bone?
Neck bone?
It's like in that nursery rhyme. Knee bone, neck bone, elbow bone.
That one must have been
lost
to the
sands of time. You do love Victorian nursery rhymes, don't you?
Knee bone.
Yeah. you know, clavicle sounds like a musical instrument, but I do remember, because one thing that people don't know about this is that when Ed Harris, threw himself out of the window, spoiler alert, but he did, in fact, really throw himself out of the window. People
did
don't
he?
Really know that about... about the hours.
Was he wearing a wig at the time? It must be hard to manufacture a wig that stays on.
Well, it's funny because he had to have the sort of the look of not having any hair at all, which, as you might imagine, is counter to
one of the hardest wigs you can make.
The whole ethos of wigotry.
Yeah.
And
so are you a witch or a wigged?
I'm a wiglock.
Great.
Jokes aside, but he did hurt himself and he spent some time in the hospital. But he's better now. And
and does that feed into your knowledge of the clavicle?
Absolutely not, but what a story.
Okay, so the options so far are neck bone or that story about Ed Harris. Do you have any clues, Jez, as to what's another name for the clavicle?
Oh, I do know this. It's It's the shoulder bone.
Starts with a K.
Collarbone.
Jonathan hasn't quite got to letters yet.
Starts with a K.
So, yeah,
sound.
The collarbone.
Collarbone. That's
oh, hurrah! I knew it would be fun to have chums, and it certainly is. It's everything I dreamed it would be.
Question number three. Rite of Spring is a ballet and orchestral concert work by Russian composer Igor Who. Igor Who. Ballet and orchestral concert work by Russian composer Igor Blank. Now, I guess, you know, ballet, orchestral concert work, Russian composer. This does feel very sort of turn of the century, 1900-ish.
I mean, you'd be mad if you didn't pick a name with a ski on the end, wouldn't you?
That is true. And I hope Toni Collette is not listening to this, because she is loves the ballet, would not stop talking about it when she was on The Hours, which I did the wigs on. But I cannot, the name escapes me.
Yeah. Are you into ballet or orchestral work, Jez?
Well, I can only think of one, and I'm assuming it's Tchaikovsky. You know what I'm trying to say? Say it for me.
Tchaikovsky. And no, yes. I know that Tchaikovsky did do ballets, but I don't think it's that one. I think it's more likely to be Stravinsky.
Igor Stravinsky, yes, of course. Yes.
Because Tchaikovsky's first name is...
Tchaikovsky. What? Tchaikovsky.
It's Tchaikovsky, so it can't be that.
But don't listen to me. I'm just 6 years old and I actually don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, Lucy loved the ballet.
Back in 1907, the ballet would have been like, you know, going to see The Hours when it first came out, which was a fabulous affair. I was at the premiere that had to...
Oh, you were at the premiere of The Hours,
yes,
were you?
Yes,
Is that because you did the wigs on The Hours?
I did the wigs on The Hours.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. They probably would have had wigs in the ballet as well. You might have got some work there.
Absolutely.
Actually, if you wanted to get some more work, you might actually you could reach out to ballet.
Yeah, big ballet.
Yeah. Reach out to big ballet.
Get in the pocket of big ballet. You know, that'd be great. I would love that. And if there is big ballet just watching or listening, as the case may be, since this is an audio.
If you're watching, maybe the only thing more boring than ballet is to watch a podcast.
Yes.
Jonathan, you do have quite a knowledge of Russian composers. I mean, even just to have two at your fingertips as a dead 6-year-old boy.
I'll be honest, I'm quite surprised myself. But I've never heard of David Bowie, but I have heard of Tchaikovsky and Stravinsky, and I honestly think they're both probably alive before me.
Mm.
And they're dead, which is also something that you have in common.
Got a lot in common with them.
Can you perhaps, you know, commune with Stravinsky and just double check?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rites of Spring. A ballet and what was it?
Orchestral concert work.
Oh, of course. Do you know what? I'm hearing from someone called Eleanor, and she's saying that lying Igor, he did not write it, I did it, and I'm going to dob on him. There you go. It wasn't even Igor at all. It was his wife,
Eleanor.
So we should probably put down Eleanor Stravinsky.
So there are the two options here. We have Eleanor Stravinsky or Tchaikovsky. Do either of those take your fancy as an answer? Or you could go your own way as well, Geraldine.
Just one Tchaikovsky. Sorry to all Russians.
Tchaikovsky. I'll just put down Tchaikovsky, the singular.
Igor Tchaikovsky.
Oh, we do. We know his first name's Igor. Actually, that's in the question.
I just had a question for the man with the glasses.
That's me.
Do you know the answers?
I don't know the answers until the very end.
Oh, that's exciting, isn't it?
Come back and find out together.
I thought you might be looking at us thinking those absolute fools.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I've never heard of Rite of Spring.
But who does have the Rite of Spring, you know? Who
Flowers, I guess, have the Rite of Spring.
Bees? Yeah.
We're taking that right away from them, aren't we?
Mm. Something to think about.
Question number 4. Authentic grenadine syrup is made from the juice of what fruit? Grenadine syrup.
Now, I have to admit that we did a little bit of cheeky work just to get the colouring of Julianne Moore's wig right. Because, of course, you have to match the colours to match Julianne Moore's, you know, beautiful, perfect skin. So we put a little grenadine in. And while we were doing that, I gave a quick glance at the ingredients. And I believe it is a pomegranate.
Oh, that's such a jolly coincidence, because I was going to say pomegranate.
Isn't that interesting?
Do you know why? Because when the pomegranates are fruiting, and my father does have some on his country property, we would cut one in half, Lucy and I. And we would sit with our little hairpins and we would pick them out. And at the end, I tell you, the wallpaper would be absolutely flecked with red that I imagine is the colour of the wig of Julianne Moore.
Mm. Yes.
It's very, it's such bright red.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen such bright red another time. Now, and that is happened? When we lost Lucy.
Oh, right. I was just about to ask.
I thought it might have had to do with the backward head thing.
I thought that she lived a long and prosperous life while you were the one that died.
Yeah, what happened to Lucy? Oh, well,
did you do something to Lucy?
No.
Oh.
Feels like...
Nobody.
Get to that later.
Feels like we might come back, might circle back around to that.
Lucy! Lucy!
It just got a lot colder in this room, which is very strange.
I felt that chill. I mean, did you feel that in Venus Bay, Geraldine?
Yeah. Do you know what? I felt like, I got a real shiver up my back.
Pomegranate, does that sound like a grenadine syrup, Jez? Is that a...
Do you know what? I used to work in a bar and actually know this, and the answer is pomegranate.
Oh, perfect. Well, that feels like a complete waste of time. Question number five. In 2013, Australia had three prime ministers. Name them. Three prime ministers in a year. Can you imagine, Jonathan?
Those were the days.
1907, you must have lived through Edmund Barton.
My father wanted to be the prime minister. Oh, he was angry when his campaign was thwarted by Edmund Barton.
Really?
What a coincidence. Your father was... Bring up.
What was your father's name again?
I don't know. He never talked to me. He's
been the opposition leader at the time.
Sometimes I would say, Daddy, talk to me. Tell me at least your name. But he would not. And I'd say my name, Daddy. And he wouldn't. He wouldn't even call me Jonathan.
He used to just call you the boy on the stairs.
You know, that relationship reminds me a lot about the relationship between Julianne Moore's character and her son, which, of course, as we know, later became Ed Harris.
Wow. Yes, that is interesting.
In the
right,
hours.
That is interesting, yeah. In the which you did the wigs
I
for.
I did the wigs for.
This is interesting because Jonathan's a six-year-old dead child who's got knowledge on Conkers, Lucy, Trains, Victorian Nursing Rhymes, Apple and Pomegranate and Russian ballets and orchestral works, and you seem to only know about the wigs on the hours.
Yes. Yes, but...
And,
you know.
And Pomegranate in...
Oh, and Pomegranate.
To be
and
fair,
David Bowie.
Oh, and David Bowie.
Yeah, I know things.
It's more that you just prefer to talk about the wigs on...
Well, you know, that's my passion. Mm. And if you do what you love...
Wigs or the wigs on the hours?
The wigs on the hours.
The wigs on the hours.
And if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Which I haven't since.
In 2013, Australia had three prime ministers. Can we name them? We've named the first ever prime minister with Edmund Barton, but there were three in 2013.
I will 13. Well, Gillard, Abbott, and Rudd.
Gillard, Rudd, Abbott through the course of 2013. What a year! What a year. Were you haunting in 2013?
I don't mean to haunt. I just have nowhere else to go.
No one was blaming you for haunting. You know, we're not going to chide the wind for blowing.
If by haunting you mean I'm dead and all I can do is ask people to play with me every day whenever I see anybody come up the stairs, then yes, I've been haunting.
Yeah, haunter's got a haunt. Yeah. You know, a wigger's got a wig.
As long as it's on the hours.
That's right.
Question number six. Mr. Bumble, Old Sally and Mrs. Maylie are all characters in which Charles Dickens novel?
Oh, hello. This is almost... Little boy on the stairs.
Like
I
the
feel like
question.
You might be able to help with this one.
Yeah.
Mr. Bumble, I'll read it for you again, Jonathan. Mr. Bumble, Old Sally and Mrs. Maylie are all characters in which Charles Dickens novel? Did you or Lucy ever get read Charles Dickens by Grandpapa?
I asked my father to read to me and he never would. He told me that Nanny would do it, but she couldn't read, so she would just hold the book and sing me Victorian nursery rhymes.
It must have been haunting. Hairless, completely hairless.
She wore a bonnet. She wasn't an animal.
Oh.
And also, it was only one half of her hair that was missing because a dolly doesn't need as much hair as a real lady. And if she'd been very clever, she would have cut little bits of hair out of all of her
hair.
Yes,
that's what I was about to say.
Instead of just taking a giant chunk off one side. Yeah. I mean, it's really her own fault she had to wear a bonnet. But it was such a pretty dolly. I don't know that one. I could certainly guess one of the covers of the Charles Dickens novels that piled up by my bed and never were read to me.
Yes, Charles Dickens was a kind of a YA book
yeah.
you know, back then.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Divergent series that everyone knows and loves.
I've not heard of the Divergent series.
No, but I've seen it.
Was the Hours in Divergent?
No, no.
Oh, sorry.
But Julianne Moore was.
Are you a big fan of Charles Dickens, Geraldine?
Sure. If I'm a fan of
David Bowie,
then I'm a fan of Dickens, you know, for sure.
I saw Miriam Margolyes loves Charles Dickens.
Oh, and I love Miriam Margolyes, so...
The chain continues. And Charles Dickens loves David Bowie.
And David Bowie loves me, so it all comes around.
A circle of life around. Is complete.
And I love Lucy.
Great.
Oh, yeah. That's a great TV show.
Great TV show. Good wigs.
Yeah, yeah. Great wigs.
I'd love to know who did the wigs on that, actually.
Oh, me too. If only I would have done some research. But you got some splaining to do, is what would be told to me.
Mr. Bumble, is that... That rings as if like a narrator maybe or something, or...
Mr. Bumble, who were the other characters that you said?
Old Sally.
Old Sally and Mrs. Maylie.
Is Mr. Bumble, is Mr. Bumble the guy that goes, more? You want more?
Possibly.
No, but...
I'll lock in Oliver.
I don't think Old Sally's from Oliver. And she's certainly not from Great Expectations. And I don't think she's from David Copperfield, but I'll be so embarrassed if she is.
David Copperfield.
Did you love David Copperfield?
Yo, just his illusions and tricks is wonderful.
And
who did the wigs for David Copperfield's magic show?
I don't know, but I would love to do a little bit of research into that industry.
I think it's his
big
real
magic.
Hair.
Get into big magic.
Oh, I'd love big magic.
Mm.
Perhaps it's Bleak House, just because it can't be the other ones. I mean, perhaps
Bleak House. I didn't even know. I didn't even know that was a Charles Dickens
it's
novel.
It's possible. It's not. I'm trying to remember back from over 100 years to when I had
Charles Dickens read
Charles
to you.
Charles Dickens not read not to me read by to my
you.
Nanny.
Oh, sorry, not read to you.
Yeah.
I only know the titles.
Mm. Yeah, so it is hard to relate that to the characters, I guess.
Mm.
That's tough. Mm. What do you reckon? They're the options that we have so far, really. The ones that have been ruled out, which were David Copperfield, The Magician, and the novel. Great Expectations.
And the more I think about it, the more I feel absolutely confident that I've ruled out one that's the correct answer. I just don't know. I am only a little boy.
That is 100%
true. A little chatty boy.
That is true.
But you're a little boy that has lived 1,000 lives, but also dead.
Yes.
It must be complex.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, it is.
Usually,
and you know, I can only ever read the front cover of a newspaper. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I have never done a quiz because I can't read the inside bits, only the bit that's left in front of me.
Mm. Is that because...
So I only know the very big news stories.
Is that because you can't touch it, can't grip onto it?
Well, I can if I try ever so very hard.
Yes,
But I wouldn't want people to get scared.
Yeah.
Mm.
To try that hard just to see what's on page 3 is...
Yes.
If you can ever make it to New York, there's a guy in a subway that'll teach you how to flick a bottle cap.
Mm.
If you've seen the movie Ghost, you'll know what I'm
talking about. Who do you think
wins on Ghost? I'm
not sure, Oliver.
But I should really do a little bit more research into... that into movies and wigs.
Yeah.
There's no Old Sally and Oliver. Surely, isn't there just a Nancy?
Yeah, I don't remember Old Sally or Mrs. Maylie in Oliver. But I haven't read it or seen it, so I don't know.
What about Les Misérables? What a fantastic
that is fun, but
musical.
But not Charles Dickens.
Really?
Yeah, little known fact.
Huh.
Yeah. Would you like to lock in a Charles Dickens novel, Jez? At this point, just pick one, I think.
But is Oliver not
Oliver, yeah,
Dickens?
Oliver it is. We'll put down Oliver. You've worked hard for Oliver as the answer, and you deserve it. So we'll put that down. Question number 7. What is the capital of Syria? What is the capital city of Syria? Did you do the wigs for Syria?
I actually knew someone who did some of the wigs for President Bashir, but unfortunately, I haven't heard anything from him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you've lost all your contacts somewhere, haven't you?
I know. You know, you do one film.
Mm. That should be enough. Crazy.
Damascus.
Oh, well, that sounds like a thing I've heard of.
Mm. Have you heard of Syria?
Well, I haven't really done any studies. There was a very big globe in my father's study.
Oh, yeah.
A world globe with all of the countries writ upon it.
Did you used to spin it?
I spun it and spun it. And he would yell at me, "You break that.
And I'll break you.
And I'll throw you down the stairs." Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, no. I feel like we're about to bring back some memories here.
What's happening out there?
Oh, God.
Listen, that glass just cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to
very real.
I feel like this has been really traumatizing for young Jonathan.
It's weird. You've got a nosebleed as well, Kyron. I have a nosebleed.
Oh, my God.
We both had nosebleeds over here.
Wow. So that's... Oh,
Lucy!
Gosh.
Put my nose back there.
Lucy.
Well, Syria. Do you know the capital city of Syria?
Would you like to come and play?
I'll come and play your quiz. Mr. Owen was right. Damascus.
It's Damascus.
The sword of Damascus hangs over the throne of Damascus.
That's what they say. And the UN.
Yes.
Question number 8. Which veteran Sydney broadcaster announced his retirement from radio in May 2020?
Do you want the answer or should we chat about it for a bit?
Shall we check in with Jonathan? See if Jonathan knows.
I want to see if Jonathan...
Jonathan, do you listen to The Wireless?
No.
Hmm. Oh, it's sort of like a newspaper. It's sort of halfway between a newspaper and a film.
Is there any ballet in it?
Can be.
Can be, yes.
Yeah.
Although you can't see the ballet because
it is just popping about.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to this one.
Okay.
Which is a shame because I'd like to help, but I really feel like Geraldine has it in hand.
Let's just check in with Peter first.
Peter?
Peter, do you listen to the radio?
Well, you know what? I haven't listened to the radio, but I really should look into that. You know?
Yeah, check in with Big Radio.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, do they have... Is there room for wigs in there, or...?
Maybe.
Might be.
Could be. It's possibly for Alan Jones.
Well, not anymore. He's retired. And you just gave away the answer.
Is that what you were about to say, Geraldine?
Oh, yeah. It was Alan Jones. I was going to say Alan Joyce, but he is the guy from Qantas. Wouldn't want to mix the two up.
He's a Qantas dude.
No.
Question number 9 here. Oh, this is actually about... movies. So
fabulous. Well, if
that's your business, isn't it, Peter?
Yeah, big in the movie business, especially The Hours.
Yeah, what was your connection to The Hours again?
I did the wigs.
Which Best Actor Academy Award winner directs and stars in advertisements for Wild Turkey Bourbon? Which Best Actor Academy Award winner directs and stars, which is news to me. In advertisements for Wild Turkey Bourbon.
He is actually the head of marketing for Wild Turkey Bourbon as well.
Is he now?
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe so. He's the buck stops with him, so to speak.
Did your dad like to... Was he a big bourbon drinker?
My father never drank. He said it was the devil's work. Mm. And if he ever caught one of the stable hands with a flagon of Wild Turkey Bourbon, they would be gone from the property before you could blink.
Mm.
Even if they were one of the only people who would talk to me.
It reminds me of Meryl Streep. Who insisted on a dry set if she caught a whiff of anything off the property, just like your father, but obviously a little different in many ways.
Alive, for
once. Yes. Alive and well. She's doing, you know, thriving.
Well, my father said he makes a fool of a man. So, no, he never did drink.
Never did drink. So can't put it down to that.
He was a banking man.
Yeah.
A banker.
Yes. He was the biggest banker there ever was.
Yep. How do you prove that? Is there a, you know, is there somewhere you can go to be like, who's the biggest banker? Is there banking raters?
No, I think it was just something my daddy would say when he would talk.
Do you know who's the best at wigs?
There is a race.
Academy Award nomination
yes,
for wigs?
Yes, there is an Academy Award winner for best wigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I won it.
Did you?
Ah.
Yes.
Who were you up against?
That's a very good question. I have to think about what movies came out that year.
Yeah, oh, you're so focused on the wigs
so
of the hours.
On wigs. And, you know, I really put blinders on. Mm. You know, when you don't have a job and then all of a sudden you have a job that could be your last job. And in fact, was. You really put everything into it.
Mm. Jez, do you know which Academy Award winner directed and starred in the Wild Turkey Bourbon ads?
Is it Matthew McConaughey?
Would you say Matthew McConaughey, Peter?
I would concur with Matthew McConaughey.
Great. Because I was tossing up between him and that other guy from the movie with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, the one that looks pretty much exactly
American,
the same. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bourbon.
Cannot remember his name.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
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 You get a bonus point in this question for naming the film for which Matthew McConaughey won the Oscar.
Oh, I know.
Oh, this you remember.
Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
Wolf of
Okay. No.
Even I know that's not true.
Oh. Or do you know what Matthew McConaughey won the Oscar for?
Yes, I do.
What was it?
I thought you were going to mouth it to me so that I could get one right. But you didn't. You left me absolutely hanging. It was for... Dallas Buyers Club.
Wow, it must have been front page news that day.
I think it was on the front page of the... I mean, but... didn't he lose an awful lot of weight?
Yes, I think he did.
Mm.
Was that his own hair or was that a wig?
I think it was half and half.
Question number 10. Who was the only cricketer in history to at some point average 60-plus after playing more than 100 tests? Who was the only cricketer in history to at some point average 60-plus after playing more than 100 tests?
Mm.
Jonathan, you have an answer.
Nope.
Cricket.
I know cricket. It's a bit like croquet, except a longer pitch.
Pretty much sums it up, actually.
Yes. Pretty good.
Well, you dress in a very similar fashion and you have cucumber sandwiches. Do you... I only know two cricketers ever.
Mm.
So, I mean, it could be Bradman.
Bradman? Yeah. And who's the other one?
The Prince of the Port... What's his name? The one who dates all the models.
Shane Warne.
Prince of Porter... What?
Shane Warne.
No. That's the most Indian one. You know, the man from the West Indies. He was on the front page once.
Brian Lara.
Could be Brian Lara.
Yes. You know, I sat next to Brian Lara on a plane once.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that it? Did you do anything?
Did not talk to me at all.
Sounds a lot like my father.
Yeah.
You survived. So.
Well, I mean, you know, he didn't, you know, kill me.
And you were spinning around the globe as well.
We were travelling high.
Mm.
My father didn't kill me.
I wasn't insinuating that.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said that. Oh, you said that...
My father was a scary man who would not talk to me. And he threatened to throw me down the stairs. But he didn't throw me down the stairs.
What a
Who
twist.
Who did throw you down the stairs,
Nobody
Jonathan?
Threw me down the stairs.
Did you throw yourself down the stairs, Jonathan?
I was frightened in the night. And Lucy had left her dolly on the stairs.
Mm, the one with Nanny's hair.
I slipped on the hair. Nanny had such fine and slippery hair.
Yep. At least half of it.
Mm,
it was as red as Julianne Moore's. As red as a pomegranate, that hair. And oh, so soft. And my little slippers. I only ever wore slippers because I was such a poorly child. I wasn't allowed outside in real shoes. Oh, I wish I had had some chums. If I had had some chums, I could have played longer in the apple orchard. And my daddy would have loved me because I would have thrived. I would have grown into a strong little chap. I would have been the son my daddy wanted if I had real shoes. But instead I was in slippers and the hair was so slippery.
It's getting a lot colder in here.
And I fell down the stairs. I fell. It wasn't my daddy. They said it was him because they had so oft heard him threaten to throw me down the stairs, but I did it myself. I'm sorry, Daddy.
So what do you reckon, Jez? Brian, Lara?
My eyes are bleeding.
I'll go back to Bradman.
Bradman. Happy to lock in Bradman. Yeah. That is 10 questions. Congratulations, everyone. We've got to the end of the quiz. We'll just find out now how well we did. What are we hoping for? Jonathan, I'll let you recover. Peter, how many questions out of 10 are you hoping that we got right there? What do you reckon?
You know, I think we did quite well. I'm guesstimating, which is similar to an estimate, but more of a guess. I'm guesstimating more of 8 or 9 out of 10.
Ooh. 8 or 9? Yeah. That's pretty good. Geraldine, what are you hoping for?
I'll be happy if we, get past halfway. So okay, anything five. More than 5, I'm going to be really chuffed with.
5? And how are you
but
okay,
I'm
Jonathan?
Confident. I'm confident we'll do that, but I don't want to be cocky.
Yeah, are you okay?
Lucy always wanted to play with me. Until... Yeah. But once I was gone, I couldn't make her hear me.
Sad. So she had a good life.
No.
Oh.
She was so afraid of me. She fell out of the window.
Good Lord.
Just like Ed Harris in The Hours.
You worked on The Hours, didn't you?
I worked on The Hours. I did the wigs.
How many out of 10 do you reckon we might get, Jonathan?
I think 3 at the most.
3.
Perhaps the number of times I broke my clavicle falling from the apple trees. Daddy was right. I didn't belong in the outdoors.
It's quite a painful break, the collarbone.
Is it?
You tell me.
Yes, it is. Sorry, yes.
Question number 1 was, which David Bowie song features the line, "Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare"? You said Space Oddity. The answer was Space Oddity.
Thank you, Mr. Owen.
You are so welcome, Geraldine. You are a wondrous being of light.
Thank you.
Another name for a clavicle you said was the collarbone. The answer is collarbone.
You.
2 from 2.
Well
so
done.
Far.
Well done, Jonathan.
Question number 3. Rite of Spring is a ballet and orchestral concert work by Russian composer Igor Who. Jonathan's never heard of any Russian composers, but tried to convince us it was Stravinsky. You said Tchaikovsky, but it was Stravinsky.
Ooh.
Oh.
Lucky break, Jonathan.
Oh, well. Well, no, I actually did know. I just didn't fight very hard for it.
Question number 4 was, what the grenadine syrup is made from the juice of what fruit? You said pomegranate. The answer was pomegranate.
Yeah.
3. You could be the top scorer after this, I reckon. Question number 5. In 2013, Australia had 3 prime ministers. Name them. You said Gillard, Abbott and Rudd. The answer was Gillard, Rudd and Abbott. So I'll give you that, even though they're around the wrong way. Mr. Bumble and Old Sally and Mrs. Maley. Feature in question number 6. They're all characters from which Charles Dickens novel? You said Oliver Twist. The answer was Oliver Twist.
Wow. No.
It's because we did it in primary school.
Is it?
I
think it was more because you just guessed right.
Yeah, that's true. See, Alan Dickens on you.
Question number 7 was...
Everyone seemed really adamant not to make me say Oliver, but I...
Go with your gut.
I'm glad I stuck to my guns.
Yeah.
Question number 7 was, what is the capital city of Syria? You said Damascus, and the answer was Damascus, levelling you with the top scorers in Wax Quizzical so far.
Is that right?
That's correct.
I'm astonished that this is as good as it gets.
This is going extremely well.
This is another fantastic movie that I have not seen or worked on.
Who did the wigs on that?
Not sure. Maybe I should look into that.
You should look into that, yeah. Well,
I heard that dog was completely bald until they did him a whole dog body wig.
A dog bodied wig.
Have you heard of such a thing?
What will they think next?
Question number 9 was, which Best Actor Academy Award winner was the director and star in the ads for the Wild Turkey Bourbon?
Oh, she's done it.
You said Matthew McConaughey with a bonus point for Dallas Buyers Club. And the answer was Matthew McConaughey, who starred in Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes!
All right. That was a real team effort, I think.
That was a good one. And leading us to the final question, who is the only cricketer in history to at some point average 60-plus after playing more than 100 tests? You said Bradman, and the answer was Ricky Ponting.
Ah, Ricky Ponting. The pugilist with a heart of gold.
I think that was my father's name.
Ricky Ponting?
Richard Ponting.
Wow.
Daddy!
The cricketer, you reckon?
Daddy, I'm finally the son you wanted me to be.
That's incredible. I didn't realise he was, what, 97?
Something like
that.
No,
more.
Yeah.
127.
No. Julia Moore.
No, I think you misunderstand me. I think it's just a coincidence that it's the same name.
Oh, sorry.
That I had to hear to remember it.
Well, 8 out of 10. That's exactly what you guessed, Peter.
I guessed correct. Well done to everyone involved.
Peter, thank you so much for joining us to do this quiz.
Thank you very much. If I could just do a quick plug.
Yeah.
Check out The Hours. Fabulous film. Stars Nicole Kidman.
In a wonderful wig.
Oh, wonderful. She's got a wig and she's got a fantastic prosthetic.
The nose as well. Did you do the prosthetics?
I did not touch the nose.
Yeah.
That is not gross. My department. Yeah. No.
You might like to reach out to some of some like the union for dresses and prop makers.
Huh.
Get in touch with them. They might be able to hook you up with an agent or something and get you some more work, because the wigs in The Hours were great. And it's a shame. It's a shame that you haven't worked on anything since
I'll
then.
I'll look into it. I haven't. But
there's a lot of costume dramas happening that I'm sure you only work on things that you really, really believe in. But
yeah. I won a wiggy, which is like a Teen Choice Award for wigs. So I'm sure that will definitely help.
And do you follow the work of Ben Russell online at all?
No.
Great. Thank you, Jonathan, for joining us on the quiz. You contributed quite a lot of answers, actually. Some of them right.
Yes.
That's to be commended for a 6-year-old dead boy.
I'm quite surprised myself. I have enjoyed it so much. I almost feel like I could be at peace now, except that I've had such a lovely time. I expect I will just turn up every time you do this.
You could haunt this theatre if you like.
Well, I have no other choice. But I do feel like I resolved some of my little boy issues. And I don't even feel like I'll be the chatty little boy anymore. I feel like I'll just be... They'll say, hey, look, it's that little boy ghost with a big smile who doesn't talk or creep us out anymore.
Great.
I certainly hope you finish your unfinished business. And of all the dead boys that I've met, you have been the smartest.
Daddy?
No, that's Peter Owen, not Richard Ponting.
The Hours...
I may not have resolved my issues after all.
Did you love Victorian nursery rhymes? Did you ever come across the body of work of Claire Hooper?
No, I've never heard of her. But if she ever plays in this venue, I will certainly be watching. And I hope that she sings all of my favourites. The song about the little froggy. The one about going round and round the well. The one about... having a tea party with Lucy. That's my favourite one of all.
Yeah, she's known for her songs.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yes.
We'll pass that on.
Gosh, I feel like I've made some promises now.
You've actually listed her hits.
Yeah.
She's about to put out a best of.
Oh!
Yeah.
With a little froggy song?
With a little froggy song.
Oh!
Yeah, we'll have that on next week's episode.
I can't even remember that, so I do hope she reminds me.
Jonathan Hickey, congratulations. You are sitting on the top of the leaderboard for Wax Quizzical with 8 out of 10. Tough to beat as well. You'd have to get 9 or a full 100%.
That's thank you. I feel really good about it. And what do you get?
Like, that's it. That's what you get. You're on the top.
All right. No wiggies for me?
They don't just hand wiggies out willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you only had 6 and they all got used.
I know where Nanny is buried. We could get her hair for you, Geraldine.
Oh, no, that's okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Keep Nanny in the ground.
Keep Nanny in the ground.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.